DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Saoirse Hanley is with me. Saoirse is an audience editor and columnist at the Sunday Independent, and as far as I know, not a Range Rover driver. No. You want to admit that now?
I hate large cars on Dublin roads.
Well, there you go. There you go. A supporter of the call to reduce them in number. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about willingness or not to date somebody whose political views differ from your own. You would be unwilling.
Completely unwilling.
Really?
I know. Broken hearts all over Ireland. Nothing to do with me not being single either. Yeah, I wouldn't. And I don't think I ever could. Actually.
Why not?
I just think, right, like, first and foremost, it's not that I'm saying that the person I'm with has to agree with everything I've ever said ever. And my boyfriend can attest to that. But it's just the fact that there's a lot of big issues politically that I really believe in. And I know for me, it would just never work for me to be with someone who I knew didn't agree. Like if you take, like, I think one of the most obvious examples for me is like abortion. That would be the biggest elephant in the room if I was with somebody and I knew that they did not feel the same way that I do about it.
Mm.
Like it seems frivolous to say, it seems really like, I don't know, quote unquote, like woke of me to be like, I'm not going to date anybody who doesn't agree with what I say. But it's more like something like abortion, for example, like that can have a very real use case all of a sudden where you're in a situation where you have an unplanned pregnancy and you are suddenly trying to grapple with, you know, you might decide you want to terminate or keep the baby, whatever it is. But I can only imagine that's something that if the person you're with and contemplating that decision with doesn't see eye to eye with you on it immediately, that's mm-hmm. no longer something you just disagree with. That's something that's going to have a huge impact on your decision making. And
how far apart then on the political spectrum do you have to go before you say, right, that's too far? That is too far.
I don't know, because I think like the way the political spectrum works now, even like it's, I was thinking about this today when I was coming on this and I was writing the column as well. I was thinking about it because when I was last using dating apps, at least on Bumble, there was the option of, I think the only options were moderate, conservative or liberal. Those are like the three options.
Did you have to pick one?
No, you could just, can add it to your you know, okay. your account, so that when someone's scrolling,
you add it to yours?
Yeah, I had liberal on mine, I think. And you can filter. So you can say, I don't want anybody who's conservative coming up. And I think that might be a paid for part of the app, which I couldn't use. But I think there is a way to filter it so that you're not even seeing those people who are on a different side of it to you. But I think now there's also left and right has been added to it as well, and apolitical. But that would instantly be in my filter of don't come near me.
Oh, apolitical. That would be a red flag.
Huge red flag.
From the apoliticals out there.
Do you know what? All apolitical, I can never say that right. All that tells me is that you've never had a cause you particularly care about. And that is deeply unsexy to me.
Maybe they're just kind of keeping their options open and they think, you know, people from both left and right of the spectrum here, you know?
Maybe they're more tolerant than me. Maybe that's the trick.
Possibly.
But it is, I think there's you know, there's a few more categories you can fit yourself into a little bit. But I think certainly if you're both kind of around the middle, I imagine you could make that work. If I was more like center leaning, I could probably make that work. But I think the further you get to each edge, like you're just going to make more and more trouble for yourself. At least for me personally. I know it just, for where I am on a political spectrum, the person who is on the same, like the same part of it on the other side.
Same distance from the centre.
It's never going to work.
Kind of distance from the fulcrum. Anyway, well, let's not go back into our junior cert science. Stephanie Regan is with us as well, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Stephanie, I mean, I thought love would be blind to all this type of stuff.
Hi, Kieran. Hi, Saoirse. I definitely would agree with Saoirse. I think that you're bringing in a lot of difficulties if you are already polar opposite on some of these big issues, which are very value laden. You know, they're kind of priority laden, aren't they? How you feel about people's freedoms, how you feel about abortion, how you feel about other freedoms, you know, that are sort of wrapped up inside other little issues. And I think that, your politics says an awful lot about you, you know, not party politics, but really your political position in terms of left and right. I think she's important, really, you know, correct to take real kind of cognizance of it. Yeah.
So it's not so much this person is in a different party or has voted for somebody else. It's more that their political beliefs reflect a value system that just can't kind of chime with my own.
That doesn't chime with your own, and that you that you may not like many of these issues. They don't become apparent in the first few weeks, but as you go down the road a little bit into a relationship, then these issues come into view very strongly. And people may hide their sort of conservatism a little bit. You know, that can sort of unfold as time goes on and the glasses come off a little bit. So I think it's really smart to have that delineation, if you like, on Bumble or Tinder, whichever you were mentioning there. And you know, stating clearly, look, I'm a liberal. I'm liberal in my view. I'm liberal in my, you know, in my thoughts and my freedoms that I want for women, etc. Really important, because some people are very, very opposite to that. Mm. And it's no harm to know that at the beginning.
There is no person on the planet, says one listener, who will agree 100% with you 100% of the time. But you need to be respectful of other people's political views and agree to disagree and maybe avoid topics you don't see eye to eye on. Somebody else says, a few years ago, I discovered that you can disagree fundamentally with someone and still love them, but you cannot make a life with them. Yeah, sounds like a text born of personal experience.
But it's funny because, like, my parents did. My parents were really politically opposite. They did not, like, on some big thing. I mean, no, they were very similar in many ways, but there's a few ways they just didn't see eye to eye, like abortion being one of them. Like, my dad passed when we were quite young, so obviously I wasn't discussing that when I was 11. But, like, you know, during the referendum in 2018, I remember talking to mom about it, and she was like, if your dad was alive now, she would have had to leave the house because of how tense I think that house would have been. Because I could not understand how, you know, somebody could disagree personally. But anyway, I often asked mom, because she would agree with me on many of the things that I believe in. And I remember saying to her, like, how did you and dad make that work? That you both didn't agree on, you know, some big issues. And she was like, well, we just didn't talk about it. Yeah. That to me is, it could never happen. I could never keep my mouth shut about it.
So when do you bring this up then?
Well, if you were using dating apps the way I was, you were immediately on it because you could see from their profile. But I think like that, if someone doesn't have it there and you, I think like Stephanie mentioned it there, that some of these things can kind of be like breadcrumbed in. Like you can have a conversation on a first date or second date.
How about that abortion referendum?
Hey, do you remember what were you doing on the 25th of May in 2018? I don't know why it's another date. but you could say, God, my friend and his boyfriend are going to get married. You know what I mean? I think there's ways that you can tell from somebody the way they might lean on something. And but then at the same time, I can imagine you could get blindsided by that, which I think someone should make a horror film about, because it's definitely happened.
Stephanie, what about the idea that you just don't talk about these things? You just realise that the difference is too great, and instead of going your separate ways, you plough on, you muddle on, you make a life together, and you just avoid certain topics.
The point is, if politics is not important to you, well, then it doesn't matter. If you're not the kind of person who takes real note of what's happening in the world and the wars that are going on and, you know, people who are being, you know, oppressed in various parts, then it doesn't matter to you. So you're not going to need to have these conversations. But if, like Saoirse, you're kind of alert to it, you're aware of what's going on. Not everybody is. Not everybody is tuned in to all of these issues. And so for those people, it doesn't matter so much. It's not going to become a big area of conflict. But I would definitely say, if you feel strongly about these things, as I would certainly, you have to know that the person is down the middle with you and not far from you. Not your point of view, but not too far from your own point of view. That's what's important. And certainly staying silent is no solution.
Yeah, and I wonder even kind of the muddling through or as somebody texted in to say avoid the topics you don't see eye to eye on. That's fine until the topic is thrust into your life.
Yeah.
You know, you don't always have control over that. And then suddenly you've got to deal with it.
Yes, and there are things you have that you can be pulled apart on, and you come upon those issues as life goes on. But I think that these are some of the knowns. Like, for example, what's your position on religion? I mean, religion is as divisive as politics. So what this person's position on religion, you know, is it hugely important in their life? You wouldn't ignore that, would you? Or is it not important in your life? These things are important to be discussed. They are the big conversations. I'm not saying they should happen in the first 6 weeks, but they should happen very quickly in that first 4 months, 5 months of a relationship. not in a big confrontational way, but as Saoirse rightly says, you can breadcrumb it in there and have a little conversation about what's happening in various places in the world.
Eamon in Kilkenny says, I'd never date a shinner because they love terrorists, or a green because they're lunatic environmental Nazis, or a vegan because they're not welcome in my house. Says Eamon. It sounds like your type of man.
One of these is not like the other there.
That's kind of a random collection of things. Is this not, though, Saoirse, another symptom of the tribalism that exists more and more in society now, that we kind of want to shield ourselves from anybody who thinks differently to us?
Yeah, and that's like a really arresting thing that this has brought to my attention, even in thinking about this a lot, that like, you know, someone said to me, is this not making like an echo chamber? And I was like, it kind of is. And part of me wants to be like, well, yeah, and I'm okay with that, because I don't really want to surround myself with people who don't see the world the way that I do, and in ways that I think are important. But like, I think at the same time, like, you do have to have dialogue for these things. And I wish that I could, like, I've said this in the column, that I think the reason my parents made it work is my mom is very tolerant, and she's very good at hearing arguments, and she's very good at separating her emotions and feelings from the argument. I'm really bad at that. So I think that if a conversation can be had in a way with people who don't agree with you, in a way that is actually productive, then absolutely, you know, I think it's better to have those kinds of conversations. But I know for me personally, you know, I don't want those conversations to be at the dinner table. You know, I don't want, I know that I don't have a good enough blood pressure level to be able to sustain conversations with someone who doesn't see the world the way I do in such close proximity.
Yeah, and listen, maybe, Stephanie, it's a bit too much to ask that we kind of book this kind of trend of tribalism in a relationship. You've got to be comfortable, and an echo chamber is going to be that little bit more comfortable. But at the same time, do you worry about that in society, that we are more and more likely to kind of surround ourselves with people who view the world in the same way as us?
To be honest with you, Ciarán, no. I think that, you know, when you talk about building a life, you're living with someone, sleeping with someone, having children with them, building a whole world, building a family, building what you believe is going to be a healthy, happy environment, then I think you have to be really selective. I think it doesn't mean that you're not going to be tolerant of other people's views, or that you're trying in any way to kind of exclude them all from your life. But you can have that fine conversation and that diverse view at the dinner table, but maybe you don't want it in the bedroom. Maybe you don't want it every Saturday morning. Maybe you don't want somebody who feels very strongly in the opposite direction to you. And do you invite that into the relationship? I think we know that relationships that succeed are often those, you know, they talk about opposites attract, but not opposites in all these areas.
Yeah.
It's opposites in personality, the extrovert and the introvert, the super confident and the one who's a little shyer. I think these kind of things attract, but I think this attracts trouble, to be honest.
Value systems, you know, myself and my wife are very different, but the same value system.
Yeah.
I think that's what's important. Exactly. Although Kevin has hit the nail on the head, lads. Happy marriage, two televisions. End of discussion. Kevin, thank you. Saoirse Hanley, audience editor and columnist at the Sunday Independent. Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.